Deputies are searching for a robbery suspect. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The search continues for a man who reportedly robbed a store and fired a gun. According to the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office, the Saturday incident occurred around 9:50 a.m. when an alarm alerted at Astego Carryout. Deputies arrived and learned from the clerk that a man who has a small stature robbed the store and fired a gun. Evidence confirmed a single shot was fired inside the carryout into the front glass. Deputies continue their search for the suspect, who was last seen wearing an orange sweatshirt and a mask. Citizens with any information are asked to contact the Coshocton County Sheriff's Office at 740-622-2411. Students and staff at Tuscarawas Central Catholic High School are under new leadership for the upcoming school year. Annette Saviello, a TCC graduate, was appointed to the principal position a couple weeks ago. Over the past 17 years, she worked as an elementary reading teacher and then a social studies teacher at Riverview High School.
I gave it a lot of thought, talked to a lot of my friends that I know from Central Catholic, and then I called to the diocese because we're part of the Diocese of Columbus and did several conversations with the superintendent, and then they created an interview panel, and within a couple weeks, I was the new principal.
All staff members at TCC Elementary and the junior and senior schools are returning for the 2018-2019 year. Saviello notes that the school system is conscious about school safety.
All students carry ID cards. That's very important. As well as staff, we have a buzz-in system on our front door. And we just this week finished installing security coverings to all of our windows so that we can see out, but you can't see in.
An open house is Tuesday, August 14th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And first day for students is Wednesday, August 22nd. The New Philadelphia Health Department is asking for information regarding an older beagle dog. The dog bit a person August 7th in the area of South Elementary School and South Broadway. The health department reports the individual was bitten in the afternoon after trying to separate their dog from the beagle. The dog needs to be located and placed in rabies quarantine until August 17th. However, if the dog is not located, the person bitten will need to have post-exposure rabies vaccinations. Anyone with information related to the possible location of the beagle dog is asked to contact the New Philadelphia Health Department, the City Police Department, or the County Dog Warden. And in state news, an Ohio art museum has announced a new exhibition of paintings by rocker John Mellencamp, known for his expressionistic oil portraits and other works. John Mellencamp Expressionist opens September 20th at the Butler Institute of American Art in Youngstown and runs through November 18th, and then will include portraits and mixed media pieces. The show is Mellencamp's second show with the Butler Institute after his 2013-2014 exhibition at the museum's Trumbull Branch in suburban Howland. And in sports news, the Indians beat the White Sox yesterday afternoon 9-7. Carlos Carrasco picked up his 14th win of the season. The Reds fell to the Diamondbacks 9-2, and Pittsburgh lost to San Francisco 4-3. Tonight, the Indians play the Reds in Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:10. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Is your propane company built to handle propane emergencies that come with storms? Well, Anderson Propane has built their company to do just that. They have over 500,000 gallons of propane storage and a family-owned trucking company that delivers propane when you need it. Other suppliers could just let your propane run out. Anderson Propane leads the industry with four-wheel drive delivery trucks, 500,000 gallons of propane storage, and a family-owned transport company to keep a never-ending supply of propane ready for any emergency. With Anderson Propane, you should never experience a propane shortage or transportation problem. They can weather the storms with no weak links. Open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and an emergency number to ensure you have access to them 24/7. The clear choice is Anderson Propane. Call them today at 888-596-5153 and be sure to visit them on Facebook. Anderson Propane, your neighbor working for you.
Sunshine today mixed with clouds. There could be some widely scattered showers and thundershowers later this afternoon into early this evening. High temperature today of 83. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A few showers in the afternoon, high of 81. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low 65. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 86. Back into the mid-80s Thursday with scattered showers and thundershowers returning towards evening. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For local news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.